Sir, Mr. President?
I'm standing in the Rayburn House office building.
This is part of the living history of the Senate.
Walking up Delaware Street before a Senate session.
Whoa, it's Todd.
And today, from the halls of the Capitol building itself.
2012 is an election year, and one of the things that voters are upset about is dysfunction in Washington. They can't get anything done. Will they do any better in 2012? I had a chance to sit down the other day with Republican House Majority Leader Eric Cantor of Virginia. He invited a small group of reporters, including myself, into his office for a chat. And in the 20-minute or so session, one thing that Eric Cantor said about 2012 really caught my ear.
There's some big issues that I think most people expect the two sides to disagree on. And we can resolve that in the election.
You hear that? Those last seven words? Listen to that again.
We can resolve that in the election.
We can resolve that in the election. The big issues plaguing the country, deficits, debt, Medicare, defense, Social Security, aren't going to be solved this year. We can't get it done. It's going to take the election to sort them out. Then he went on to explain why.
There are two issues surrounding tax reform and health care that have eluded any solution over the last year. Again, you go back to the Biden talks, the White House talks, or the super committee. Three times, no resolution. I think that ought to tell you something. It goes back to what the president said. There are some big issues that will need to be decided by the election.
These issues are going to have to be solved by the election. We tried three times in the Biden talks, the White House talks, talks with the super committee to solve the big debt problems, the big entitlement problems of the country. They all failed. Now it's an election year. Our job is to show how our parties contrast from each other, not our commonalities. And Eric Cantor said something else which really struck me. He described how Republican leaders in the House are going to use this year to legislate or for politics.
If we want results, it takes more than just us, because we're a minority in this town. If they're unwilling to cooperate, they'll have to answer to the voters. The president will have to answer to the voters, as will Harry Reid.
Eric Cantor is saying there that Republicans are going to use their control of the House not to try to pass bills that the president can sign, but to show voters, here's what we would do if you elected us, here's our agenda. He's not alone. President Obama's on an election footing, too. He's not sending bills to Congress that he really wants them to sign. He's going around the country trying to make Republicans look dysfunctional. They're all doing the same thing. So as you follow what's happening in Washington, D.C. this year, listen closely and you'll notice the House, the Senate, the president, Republicans and Democrats, they all agree on one thing. The big issues, the issues you care about, are not going to get solved this year.
We can resolve that in the election.
Washington has already decided that they can't get the big things done. They need to be told by you.
Oh, they need us. That's D.C. correspondent Todd Zwillick with his own takeaway from Washington. Will they be listening? That's really the key. Find out more about what Todd is seeing on the Hill. Follow him at Twitter. His handle, Todd Zwillick, spelled Z-W-I. Double L-I-C-H.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.